have chosen a color for to be a theme for the curating. How did that actually come to be? It's kind of I would say Dadaist way of choosing videos through color.
Yes, this was born out of my interest in feminist art, and I thought I would like to present one video exhibition only by women artists, and so I thought the red color is appropriate for this, also from my own experiences as a political statement of this exhibition. And through this color I developed various contextual backgrounds about this exhibition, and I found out very interesting topics about the color itself in relation to women and to gendered bodies, to commodified objects of women.
But it seems that anything could be chosen just randomly and made into feminist statement.
No, I think it's not true that everyone can be chosen in this context, because the video works have various issues in this field, and I think red is in this sense a political color, but it has to do a lot with psychological theories or sociological constructs of the color, like for example blood, love, death, sexuality, but also Duba Sambolets, for example, is structuring this color very abstract in the Lacanian sense of constituting a subject in a social space through words, through language, and addressing the symbolic order with this, while other artists are addressing the imaginary order of Lacan with this. For example, Barbara Agreste has these images of blood in a very imaginary way, which is also leading to the two fields of the real, where it comes to confrontation with anxiety or also profound shocks. So the works are very different in a way, and I would not say it is possible to select them randomly, also because red as a color in video, as a statement, is not so commonly. It does not occur very often. I also had today a talk to some students of the Curator School from the STCA, and we were discussing this color in art. It is not used very commonly. It was a color superior to regents, the Pope, to the Church, but in general, in context of women, it is primarily used maybe for sexuality or doom, failure.
Some of the videos that you have chosen address feminism very directly, and some, I would say, even maybe too literally, but a lot of them deal with more poetic layers that are not maybe on the first hand very feminist, but when you look deeper, you're able to see those layers in them.
There are different ways of expressions of art, or ways to articulate art. Some women artists have this direct approach to issues, and some do it very sublime. For example, this video, Folie and Error, by Michelle Handelmann, addresses this approach of women's body in relation to nature and connotations of anxiety, of... I'm not a curator in a way like doing this very theoretical on a straight line. I'm curating artworks out from my own artistic experiences also. So I'm choosing works which are also in my field of interest. So I see that the works are different from the approaches, but I think that's interesting also for the exhibition. Some works are not explainable on the very first gaze, but you have to look deeper and find connotations to psychological studies and image perception and symbolic order, like combining the symbolic order of Lacan with the imaginary order. And also what is very much important is that visitors should try to see what is left out, what is not appearing in the images, or subvert the images. For example, a woman in a red dress, to subvert this picture or image with a man in a red dress, what does it mean? And what kind of connotation does the picture then receive?
If we are trying to sort of locate criteria upon which you have chosen works for the exhibition, is okay, red color is one of them, feminist context is one of them, but the criteria of choosing women artists solely by gender, and I'm not speaking that any male artist would come into this selection or could come in this selection, but only to have this as a criteria could be a bit ghettoizing, you know?
Yes, maybe, but I'm not excluding male artists. I mean, if I would knew some works which would have fit in this exhibition, I would also have selected them and included them. But the thing is that I saw the works on my ArtFam TV platform and choose the works from this source, so maybe I have left out some other women artists, but you know, I cannot collect everything. It's too much, you know. I know that there are many other works which would also maybe have fit well in this exhibition, but I think the criteria was also a personal choice, maybe.
It does have this kind of ambiental mm-hmm. idea of when you look at works, there is a sort of connection, and the line, of course, is not only red color, though it's most predominant, but it's not the only thing that one could say, what you have stated a couple of times, psychological. But maybe I would ask, I don't know how much you had looked into that, but you have mentioned Lacanian psychoanalysis a couple of times, but there have been many feminist critics who have stated over and over again that the Lacanian system is actually very chauvinist in its
yes,
structure.
Yes, of course, it's a male structure, and that the phallus symbol is, and language is male, structured, and but it declares a lot about our psychological order still. I mean, it was developed in the 1930s. For me, this theory is much more interesting to declare arts than Freudian theory, for example. We have a lot of works here who deal also with this theme of Ophelia, you know, which also Freud declared, and also feminists later criticized that it is an inscription on the female body itself that every woman is sick by its sex, you know. But I'm interested in women's issues, in gendered issues, and so by this choice this exhibition occurred and developed.
Was any of the works commissioned or provocated by you? Because you work mm-hmm. with all these artists, and some of the pieces are
no,
newer. Some of the pieces.
These pieces have been already there. There's not one work which has especially commissioned for this exhibition or especially created for this exhibition. I think that these works are addressing various fields and also influenced by various personal women artists' issues.
Video can be a very difficult media to work with, and maybe one is more playful, the one with
the twins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. I understand your arguments also concerning the direct message of the video works, you know. But I would say it is mixed, you know, and also the perception of the viewer is different. It should be open to everyone. I mean, maybe some viewer prefer this direct message, while other viewer rather like to see sublime works and interpret their own message into the work.
So basically you were looking for as like a wide scope of things.
Yes, with various works, different works, also different issues.
And how do you interpret this twins video?
Addressing the female body in a landscape of nature, and they are also problematizing the female body in a context of nature itself, you know, because the female body always was related to nature, connected to nature, also in psychoanalytics, and also connected with the danger of nature, the overwhelming and not capability of nature. So she's addressing this issue in a very playful way and also sarcastic or ironic way, also in context to this text by Baudelaire, Le Fleur du Mal, The Flowers of Evil, which itself contains a duality of meaning. And this duality of meaning is always addressed to women also. By these two persons, the duality of women is obvious and splitted. A woman is shown as a split person somehow, split between male, female, torn between the sexes, torn inside the society.
And I would also maybe now, when you came to speak about it, address maybe the fact that woman has always been interpreted from the position of a man, in a sense that even Freud, that you mentioned before, he expresses as one of his texts, woman is a mystery, because he derives from a male position, because for a woman is no mystery.
Yes, psychoanalytics is male structured, and Freud especially had a lot of pleasure and interest in women's studies, and developed hysteria and inscribed a lot of sickness into women and into the female sex, also by Ophelia. This is obvious, that when female sex is described, it is automatically the sick gender or the sick sex. So I would say our history is very difficult, because not only psychoanalytics, also philosophy, sociology and other fields are male structured since decades and centuries. So it is hard to form a female subject out of this male analytics. This female subject always was constructed by male visions and male opinions, so it is hard to find what is a female subject at all. I mean, it was constructed in the 1970s by feminist thinkers and to form this subject in a society, but the background of this structure in the society is of course still male, and it can only be criticized now by feminist thinkers or reanalyzed, however, and maybe also new structured.
Whose work is this? I forgot.
This is from Kika Nicolela, Ecstasy Poem.
This is actually a still photo, and I must say
this is a video still, yes.
Yeah, and I must say that this here, I don't have any problems with it being a still, because by only juxtaposing a young female face and an old female face, you already incorporate the language of the media, which is time-based. You already can imagine all the time between two pictures. It is like deconstructing a film where you have two frames of a film, and
yes,
in between you have a life story.
In a split screen, yes.
Again, I would go back to what you were just saying before about the split personality of a woman and how a female nature is viewed as degenerated, and how actually woman is considered in the society as a deteriorating body while the male body is actually enhancing itself with age. This very simple work tells volumes, actually, about that.
I think that Kika Nikolela is addressing our aspects in society of advertisement and popular magazines, like showing women's images and women's faces, women's bodies, always in health and beauty and young, stylish girliness. I think that Kika Nikolela is addressing the issues of advertisement in our society, where women are always depicted as young, beautiful, sporty, healthy women, and the older generation is left out. Also in the split screen of the video it is visible that in the old face she is closing the eyes and then suddenly awaking, like, which is a shock also for the viewer, because everyone thinks that the video is ending with a scene when closing the eyes, but then the woman opens the eyes again and is looking to the recipient, which is very interesting for me in a way, to addressing the gaze to the viewer directly, because also women in magazines or advertisement are not looking directly into the viewer, they are looking down or maybe above, like not addressing their gaze to someone. It comes to a very silent image, actually. And this silent image is transporting ideals of beauty and cosmetics, fashion, whatever, and it seems to construct this ideal image of a woman in our society. But it is a quiet image, it does not look into someone, it does not possess the gaze. The gaze is possessed by the viewer and also by the male viewer.